Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. Let's start with an update on the new Quackerson ducklings. Word got out quickly about the new arrivals, so there was a stream of well-wishers passing by the pond all day. Around dinner time, we heard that the proud mama and papa were leading their 8 ducklings on a stroll down Main Street. We also saw that Auden and Brookie's Ice Cream and Cookies had unveiled a very special birthday milkshake to celebrate the occasion. It was vanilla cake flavor with rainbow sprinkles and a yellow marshmallow ducky perched atop the whipped cream. Needless to say, after dinner, we headed over to join the party. It was delicious. In a couple of days, the ducklings should start swimming around the pond, and in a month or so, they'll be old enough to fly and bid farewell. It's a bittersweet moment each year because we get so attached to the new babies, but we're also excited for them to head out on their own. The good news is that female ducks tend to return to the same general area year after year, so chances are good we'll see a few of them again. Well, this week we've been talking about 3 of the fruits of the Spirit: patience, kindness, and goodness. We've been calling these the outer fruit, as they tend to show up in our relationship with others. As we've moved through the week, I realized that they all work together. Patience helps us with our emotions, especially when we start to feel annoyed or frustrated. The fruit of patience can help us acknowledge those feelings, but not let them lead how we act or what we say. When we're able to manage our feelings, it helps us act in kindness, which was our second fruit. We said kindness was actively doing things for others. They could be bigger things, like fixing a broken pipe, or smaller things, like remembering someone's name or smiling at someone. And then, when we're actively loving and serving others through kindness, we're putting goodness on display. We're helping others see goodness in the world around us, either by pointing it out or by contributing to it ourselves. Let's wrap up the week by reflecting together. If you have time to do that now, great. If you need more time or you want to come back tonight or this weekend, feel free to pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. First, let's think about all 3 of these fruit and how they show up in our lives. Which of them, patience, kindness, or goodness, comes easier for you? Are you a patient person who doesn't get upset easily? Are you someone who jumps in to help whenever you see a need? Or are you the kind of person who can see the bright side no matter the circumstance and encourages others to see the good? When you have your answer, go ahead and share it with each other. I think kindness is the one that comes most naturally to me. I like to do little things that help brighten other people's day, whether it's holding a door or helping someone carry something when their hands are full or sharing a laugh with a stranger when something funny happens. Okay, for our second question, what's something good you've seen or experienced this week? Something that makes you really appreciate this world and God's blessings? Did you eat anything amazing? Did you do anything that was super fun and brought you joy? Did anyone do something this week that made you feel loved? Go ahead and share when you're ready. For me, it was definitely discovering the new baby ducklings. Of course, they're cute, and we've been excitedly waiting for them for so long, but it's also just a miracle that God has made a world where new life is happening all the time. It's been a great reminder that we can all choose to see today as a fresh start, too. Okay, our last question is a little less serious and a bit more fun, but I can't resist. We have 8 new ducklings in town, and they need names. Take a minute and share what you would name some of the ducklings. If you've come up with some good names, I'd love to hear them. You can email them to familyprayerpodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM or tag us on social media. If you get them in quick, maybe we can get all 8 named before we wrap up season 1. And that's a great reminder. We have 1 more week in this series on the fruit of the Spirit. And then during the last week of May, we'll reflect on and celebrate season 1 of the podcast. I'll be taking some time off over the summer, but if you're connected with us on social media, I'm sure there'll be some fun surprises over the summer. We'll then look to launch season 2 as school resumes in the fall. Okay, let's end this week with prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the fruit of patience, kindness, and goodness. These are such important ways of loving each other. Help us remember that they are also central to how you love us, too. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great weekend. Have some fun, get some rest, and I'll see you next week.